You're listening to SBS News.
We have seen Asia deteriorate further. We've seen North America and Europe have a big hit in forward bookings.
That's Qantas CEO Alan Joyce revealing that air travel bookings on his airline have dropped dramatically. But Qantas is not alone. The International Air Travel Association says estimated global airline losses from the coronavirus pandemic have climbed to $312 billion. That's 25% more than was previously forecast, owing to the severity of the economic downturn and a slower than previously expected reopening of international routes. Speaking via Skype, Alexander Dzhuniak, the airline body's director general, is urging governments to provide airlines with liquidity to help them to survive the crisis.
We are fighting for survival. We are really running out of cash and desperately need this cash only to survive, to bridge the gap. This 3 to 4 month terrible period of time which is ahead of us, with no revenues and still heavy costs.
Virgin Australia has already suspended nearly all of its domestic flights, leaving only Sydney to Melbourne return services once a day, except on Saturdays. And a union representing Australia's commercial pilots says it would support any approaches that would keep pilots in jobs. The Australian Federation of Air Pilots issued its statement after all 220 pilots that flew for Tiger Air, owned by Virgin, were made redundant on April the 3rd. It fears a situation where only Australia's largest airline, Qantas, is able to survive the crisis. Executive Director Simon Lutton says his organisation does not want to see an airline monopoly in Australia.
We want to ensure a strong and competitive industry. We do, however, want to avoid monopoly power. And we're interested in any approaches that will protect and maintain Australian pilot employment.
Qantas Chief Alan Joyce has already announced that his airline has taken significant steps to save money.
We will be managing that reduction through asking people to take paid leave and unpaid leave. I'll be taking no salary for the rest of this financial year, and our senior leadership team will be taking a 30% drop in salary.
But internationally, deep uncertainty remains over the pace of an eventual recovery and the potential for lasting restrictions that could pile up yet more losses. Mr. Dzhuniak has said that any lockdown and travel ban measures implemented would need to be lifted jointly.
You cannot say that you authorise your own citizens to go abroad without having, you know, on the other side of the route, the other state saying, I'm ready to welcome them openly. So obviously, these measures have to be taken, restrictions have to be taken together and jointly by group of states. And we have implemented, we have designed a phased approach starting from domestic markets to restart airlines, then regional, continental, and then intercontinental.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has already urged the federal government to provide more substantial aid to the airline industry after Virgin Australia went into a trading halt following a bid for a $1.4 billion loan from the federal government appear to be rejected. Mr. Albanese says the government needs to intervene.
This isn't about favouring one airline or another. This is about favouring an industry structure that serves the national interest. This is about Australia's national interest, the interests of jobs, that social capital as well as physical capital that has taken more than a decade to build up.
IATA is warning that many airlines will go bust within weeks unless they receive help. And you can keep up with the latest coronavirus news at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.